Welcome to the podcast. This is Dave Say, digital designer.
And I'm photographer Sid Caesar.
And it's March 3rd.
And it's March 3rd. Thursday, March 3rd, 2011.
And apparently we've forgotten how to do this because we've been out of practice for a while. So you're feeling better, Sid?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Yeah, I guess that pop filter that we put in there actually works as a good mucus filter.
It does. It just strands it all out.
Yeah, we have.
You know, I don't know what's going on with, like, illness. Like, God, what a horrible... So, like, I've had this cough for forever, basically. It's never gone away. I've had it for, like, a trillion years. And then, like, so Sarah finally said, you know, you really need to get off your butt and go to the doctor. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the doctor. I'm scared of the doctor. So I finally went to the doctor. And they didn't know what it was. So they gave me antibiotics to take. And as soon as those ran out, they called, like, this cough came back. And I went again. And this time they gave me antibiotics, and then they gave me steroids, and then they gave me an asthma inhaler, and they're like, take all of that. Yeah. And then the antibiotics and the steroids wore off, and the cough comes back.
Uh-huh.
So then the doctor's like, okay, well, now you should come in for a chest x-ray.
Mm.
So I go in and I have a chest x-ray, and then the results come back, and chest is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong. It's like in tip-top shape.
Great.
And the doctor's like, oh, well, you know, just give it another week or so. Take some cough medicine and see what happens. And then, like, 3 days ago, I wake up and it's just gone. Like, the cough's just like, see you later. I'm going to take a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a little bit of a one there, but I don't think it's anything that any of the medicine did. I think it just
had to
decided on it. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was, but for like, oh my God, like for a while there, I was just completely like shocked. Like, just at home. I couldn't move. Like, even if like I thought about coughing, I just coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed and coughed. And so I had to stay home. Mm-hmm. I ended up just hanging out on the couch with the cats and watching a lot of Law and Order. Yes. And so now I'm just playing catch up.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like what I had. Remember when I had that coughing thing? You know, just when I go home, I would just cough my ass off.
Yeah.
And you know, it was hard to breathe. And I was going kind of feel to it.
It's crazy.
But, you know, I've had this before. And I decided not to go to the doctor because I was just waited out.
Yeah.
And that actually seemed to work pretty well. So, and it was just gone one day. You know, for me, it might have had something to do with the heating pad, but it was around the 6 week mark, which everyone else seems to be having as a similar experience.
Yeah.
You know, several other people we know have mentioned that they've had this cough and it's taken about 4 to 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, somebody had said that they had a feeling what's been going around is this thing called RSV. Which is respiratory syncytial, synatical virus. And it's a respiratory, it's very common virus that leads to mild cold-like symptoms in adults and older healthy children.
Huh.
It can be more serious in young babies, especially to those in certain high-risk groups. And
are you reading something off the internet?
I am. But so a lot of people said it's this thing going around, and that's what it is, but a lot of doctors aren't. A lot of doctors are saying that it's not that because it's usually in babies.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, it's hitting a lot of adults this year. And the doctors are just like, no, it's not.
Hmm. Well,
and it's like, wow. I was reading through it and it kind of makes sense. Like, it's like all kinds of stuff. A lot of it is about like being under, what do you call it? Dehydrated.
Yeah.
I said it usually stems from being dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been pretty dehydrated in the past. You know, so.
Those coughs suck.
They do suck.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that's more pleasant.
You got an Xbox.
I got an Xbox 360 because because PAX East, the big gaming conference, is coming up
next weekend.
Yep. This is kind of like E3, which is the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which happens every year, which is where all the games are in the big game show in the United States.
It's a trade show.
It's a trade show, so like only press and buyers.
Yeah, vendors
and
stuff.
Developers and their business people get into that. And everyone else gets to read about the
PAX. Supposedly.
Supposedly. Yes. But PAX, that's the conference where it's the one for the fans. That's put on by these two guys, Gabe and Tycho. I think that's their cartoon names, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a popular webcomic that's been running for at least 10 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pennyarcade.com.
Yeah, and so I think they're expecting 40,000 people.
Quite a bit.
Upon the Boston Convention Center, that big one.
Yeah.
Down there.
It'll be exciting. I haven't, as somebody that used to go to E3 who hasn't been for a while,
Yeah.
It should be interesting. I'm curious to see how I'm going to react to it. Like, if I'm going to have, like, you know, just like E3 flashbacks, or if I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. Like, I'm worried I'm going to feel really old.
I'm going to feel pretty old.
Really old. So I'll be there, like, yeah. So, like, are you here to pick up your kids? that kind of thing. So
what's
I got
up,
the
grandpa.
Yeah, what's up, grandpa? Y'all, I'll be hanging out in the 8-bit section, reminiscing about Williams games and stuff like that. Yeah, nice. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it should be kind of cool. Maybe. So you and I got an Xbox, and you wisely went and you got Red Dead Redemption.
Got Red Dead Redemption.
And you got Street Fighter 4.
Street Fighter 4.
And you've been playing Halo 3.
Yep. Kenta Kogo loaned me his copy of Halo 3. Thanks, Kenta.
Woo!
Props to Kenta. Yep. So awful. Well, I needed to play it before going to PAX because I didn't want to be a total noob. Because these newfangled thumb controller things, you know, like what's with the dual analog sticks? Never got used to them. I'm a little bit better at them. So I played through Halo 3 once.
Yeah.
And it took me like, you know, an hour to get through like the first level.
All right.
Because yeah, I kept like running around in circles and hitting trees and my thumb would twitch and then I would spin all the way around. And so after I finished, I went back and tried it again and it was much, much better.
Yeah. Yes. I remember the first time I went from, I'd been used to playing the one analog stick on the Nintendo 64 and then I moved over to the Xbox controller. And I just remember, like, for the first, like, 40 minutes, like, it was literally, like, I was looking at my feet half the time. Like, my finger would be too, just overcompensate, and all of a sudden I'd be looking at a little guy's feet walking around, and I was, like, walking into things, and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I was used to being able to, like, twitch shoot and things like that.
Yeah,
using the keyboard and mouse, like, on computer-based first-person shooters. Couldn't do it. Still can't do it, but at least I'm a little bit better at it. So yeah, so the wonderful world of Xbox 360, and
yay.
It's I'll be doing some, hopefully some interactive development on it for some museum projects coming up. So it's kind of a work related expense now.
Nice.
So yeah, it's good work if you can get it.
Nice.
So what's going on locally, man? music scene. Oh, this Friday is the monthly jelly at Studio 99.
Yes, it's the first Friday of every month, right?
First Fridays, yes.
And it's going to be at Studio 99, and it's from 12 to 5 p.m.
Right.
And it's this Friday. So I know you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I kind of like to hold my office hours there and just see who shows up and talk about whatever people are trying to do.
Yeah.
I think Ben Slavin said he might try to stop by.
Nice.
And Sabina Chen, who's a new friend of mine. Like the other Asian. I think there's three of us now in Nashua that I know of. There's Kenta, and then there's Sabina. And so now there's people to talk about Asian food with.
Nice.
Because, you know, there's no one really else in the area
exactly.
Other than my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but she's not in the area. So that's exciting. And let's see. There's some musical guests also coming in.
Yeah, there's a couple. Tonight. There's one tonight, actually, at Stella Blue in Nashua. Matt Jackson.
Oh, he's that guy you shot.
Yeah,
right?
I did the album cover. He's going to be at Stella Blue tonight, March 3rd, starting at 8 p.m. So you should all go out there and check him out. And then Studio 99's got Ian Case, Ian Ethan coming back on Saturday at 8. And that's the guy that plays the double neck guitar. I've shot him a couple of times. He's so good. He's so good. So we're going to be seeing him on Saturday. That's going to be really cool. And he's been working on a Kalimba album, I guess out in California. And so he's going to be playing. He's going to bring his kalimba with him. He's going to do some. The last time we saw him, he had just started sort of getting into playing the kalimba. And the kalimba is like this. It looks kind of like a gourd that's like dried, but it's cut in half. And then the top part has these little metal keys on it. And then you plink them. And it has this really nice sound. But like, you know, he's one of these guys where it's like he picked it up and he just kind of started playing with it. And like instantly he just like took to it. And he was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And the last time we saw him, he had brought a little loop. Is it a looper? A little loop machine where sample your stuff and then you can play over it.
Oh, right, right.
So he had brought that and he had like laid down all these kalimba loops and then he was playing. It was so good. And he was like, yeah, I just picked this up. So the last time he was saying how he was preparing to go to California to start working on this kalimba album. I'm not sure if it's finished yet or if it's just about done, but he's coming back and he said he's going to be bringing his kalimba again. So y'all should go. Like, I've seen him twice now there. So this will be the third time that he's played there. He's so good. He's so good. And just watching him play his double neck is crazy because he just his way of his style's playing is really, really good. She should have gone see Ian.
She got off my button.
Yeah, and he's a really good guy. And he just moved to, I know him and his wife just moved up to New Hampshire, so.
Oh, okay. Where was he before?
I don't remember. I want to say somewhere in southern Massachusetts, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, welcome to tax-free New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. All your tax-free shopping.
Yep.
So go see him, 8 o'clock at Studio 99 this Saturday.
Nice.
March 5th.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think tonight is piano karaoke night at Studio 99.
That's the first Thursday. She's got like, you know.
She's got like a million
things
going on.
She's always got all kinds of stuff.
It's Elise McDonald who's the director at Studio 99. Does that new college.
She just started a new open mic night. Yeah, for college aged like 20 and over.
Yeah.
Because she's got a really successful high school open mic night.
Yep.
She's like, she said on some nights, like it's completely filled. Like there's like 45 people there. Yeah. And it's all students. And it's student run. Like they have their own their own students that get up there and
really
moderate
great.
It. That's really, really great.
Yeah. Like because you don't want old people hanging around, you know, messing up your music scene when you're in high school, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, young kids don't want to listen to people playing like James Taylor and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess she's going to start a one that's sort of geared at the 20 plus crowd.
Uh-huh.
And then she's got, you know, her bluegrass nights, and then she's got she's got so much stuff going on.
Mm.
So go, and they're all free. Like, you know, if you want to contribute, if you got an instrument and you play and you want to go, it's like $2 or $3 to join in. And then everybody, it's free to just hang out.
Yeah. At risk of sounding like the Studio 99 sponsored advertising power. They're also nominated for Best Small Venue in New Hampshire magazine.
Yes.
So I think the voting ends sometime in the end of March. So
yes, that's right.
I need to get over there and
cast your vote.
Put in my vote.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
because she's a friend. You know, we're pals with her, and we know we've sort of been here since the ground floor. And and she's what she's doing is really good. And I'm just a big advocate. You know, it's like she's bringing good music.
That kind of is what our podcast, I almost said show. doesn't feel our show is about people who are doing things that we think are pretty cool. They're either promoting the arts or they're trying to make something happen for themselves that's, you know, beyond the mainstream.
Yeah.
Something that's not like a cookie cutter or mainstream pattern type thing. Something that's different, something that's inspiring.
Right.
So, you know, Elise is a big part of that as far as I'm concerned in the area by just making the space available and having a good attitude about it.
Right.
You know, so kudos.
Yes.
Elise, kudos.
Support. Give her the support. Give her the support.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah. These new pop filters are working pretty well.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. These pop filters, what these are, these prevent like those big puh, puh, puh noises from overwhelming the microphones.
So it's like puh, puh, and then puh, puh.
Yeah.
And then puh, puh. And then puh,
puh. Yeah, exactly. So,
they're cool. They're like nylon stretched over these little circle things.
Yeah, we probably could have made them ourselves.
Yeah, I probably.
But
Sarah doesn't wear nylons, though.
No, she doesn't.
No,
usually, she could buy them for us.
That's true.
So we won't have the embarrassment. And then you could just like stretch them over wire coat hangers, which I think people do.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they are.
Yeah, maybe we'll use that for the guest microphone, which is like now here.
We could do our little DIY.
Yeah, speaking of which, we are now set up. We have the gear now to handle multiple guests.
Yes.
Because we have the extra microphone.
Yes, we have to dress that up, make it official. So that's what's the name of our show? I can't even remember.
The unnamed
Sid and Dave's Unnamed Podcast.
Sid and Dave's or Dave and Sid's, depending who says it.
Sid and Dave's Unnamed Podcast is now accepting guest speakers. If you are a guest and you would like to be on...
Retake.
So, sorry. All right. So we have another microphone. And you bought a little thing so that we can plug in more microphones and stuff. And we've sort of been talking about it for a while. Like, it would be kind of cool. Like, I know we have to get Mark Cookson, the alderman, who had us on his show. So he'll be the first guest, no matter who says they want to be on. He gets first dibs.
Yep. Sid is in charge of coordinating.
Yeah,
all the guests.
Now that my sickness is done and over with, I'll start lining people up. So we got to get him in, but it would be kind of cool just to get, you know, like I know Elise would like to come back in.
Yep.
I think Brian Thomas wants to come on.
Yep.
And if anybody wants to come on, and we'll probably do will we do extended ones?
We could do different kind of sessions
or something.
To see where it goes.
You know?
See what people want to talk about. I have no idea where it's going to go.
Yeah, so I don't know either. I know Amy Petty would like to come in, and she actually said she would bring her guitar and she would do a couple of songs for us too.
She could teach us a song.
We could ask her to write a theme song.
La, la, la,
we could ask
la,
her to write
la, la,
a Dave and Sid and Dave theme song.
That would be great.
You know?
Not to put anyone on the spot.
No.
But you know, we have a new Facebook page also.
Yes, we do.
We finally set one up. Just when you're sick, I felt bad about not having a place to put the podcast notices.
Where are they?
Because I put them on the blog, they actually runs into iTunes and nothing in it, and it screws it up. So that I couldn't put them there. So that's why I made the Facebook page.
Nice.
For announcements like that.
How do I, like I noticed when you posted on the Facebook page, it had your little head.
Click on settings. Yeah. If you want to post as yourself instead of as the Facebook page, there's a setting you can set.
And it's under settings?
Yeah. It'll just be at the top of the page. Okay. And you can choose like post as yourself.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. So check it out. Just search for Dave and Sid's Unnamed podcast page on Facebook.
And if you want to be a guest, leave a comment.
And
then we'll start trying to figure out how to do scheduling and stuff like that.
So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's kind of neat. I'm excited.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
What else?
Sucker Punch coming
out. Is on your list? Oh, there's all kinds of stuff coming out this month. March
5 minutes
big...
of media. Let's keep it to that.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I sound like Porky Pig. The Walking Dead's coming out on DVD next week.
What's The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead is the zombie show. The zombie show based off of Robert Kirkman's comic book, The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And it started last year, towards the end of last year, and I got all kinds of accolades. They did six episodes. First season was six episodes. And the DVD of those first six episodes are coming out next week, March 8th.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And like you can get it on Amazon. I think the Blu-ray is like $22 if you pre-order it.
Nice.
Which is not bad. So that was what I was excited about. And then, Sucker Punch is coming out March 25th, which is the complete nerdgasm movie that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
And that was Zack Snyder. That's a guy that's done the movie 300, and he did The Watchmen. That was the one I was saying how, we watch these movies, and it's like, man, this guy has to do something original next, because all he's been doing is just, like, remakes of comic books.
Yeah.
And then this trailer came out, and it was, like, this completely original. I mean, I'm not going to say completely original, because, it pulls off of every, like, nerd cliche ever.
Yeah.
But it's the first time that it's, like, this movie has everything in the world in it. It's got hot actresses, and it's got dragons, and it's got World War II scenes, and it's got like mech ninjas, and it's got giant robots, and
giant samurais
with Gatling guns, and it's out of control.
Yeah.
So that's coming out. I'm really excited about that.
This month is coming out?
The end of the month, the 25th.
Cool.
Total nerdgasm. Like, just watching that, like, my 12-year-old self, not even my 12-year-old self, my 36-year-old self is exploding over this movie. Like, oh my God, I can't wait. It should look so over the top. We're going to be exhausted by the end of the movie. So if you're a nerd or a geek or any kind of a techie or an anime nut or a fantasy nut or any kind of nut, you should go see it because it looks crazy, crazy, crazy.
Anything else coming out? When does Cowboys and Aliens come out?
That's later on this summer.
Okay.
Battle LA comes out this month, too.
Battle LA.
Yes. It's another aliens invade the United States.
Oh, yeah?
And I guess the story behind that was they were making this movie, and two guys that were making that movie left the production company, and they made that movie that came out last year called Skyline, which completely sucked. Like, it got, like, across the board horrible reviews. But it actually looks, the trailer looks pretty good, but it kind of reminds me of District 9, where it's like shaky cam and it's all real and stuff like that. Is this a recording? I'm seeing you looking at it.
Yep, it's recording. I'm just checking our time.
So that looks pretty good too. That's Battle LA. That comes out the 11th.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of sci-fi stuff coming out this month.
Very cool.
Yes. What else?
What else? Work stuff. Anything work stuff that you want to talk about?
No, not really. I'm just trying to catch up. I was sick for so long that I was out of the studio a lot. Mm. So I'm just trying to catch up. I had some really good music sessions with Clayton Matthews, who plays the fiddle/violin, and Andrea Paquin, who's a singer-songwriter. And I had some other shoots. I'm just trying to catch up on those. I got stuck at home and stuff like that. And then just like lots of little things that I need to try to do. I have to get dates for the workshops all set up. Yep. I've got a tentative list right now. I'm just double checking with some dates to make sure they don't interfere with anything else.
Nice.
So hopefully in the next week or two, I'll be able to get those dates up and start email blasting people that have emailed me about information and stuff. Hmm. So that should be kind of cool.
Nice.
And, I think that's what else is that?
Oh, you were mentioned, you and Sarah's video was mentioned on Good Morning America.
The proposal video. They had, Good Morning America had a segment about extreme wedding proposals.
Did you see the segment?
It went online instantly. Like as soon as it finished, it went online. All these people started putting me the link. So they just did a thing. It was kind of quick. It was like a 3.5-minute feature. They talked about different people that have done really kind of cool wedding proposals. And then ours was in there. And I think ours got a little bit more time than the other ones than we actually had. Like they showed a picture of the two of us and they gave us our names out and stuff like that. So that was kind of nice. So that was that was neat. They called me on Monday. They were like, "Hi, I'm a representative from Good Morning America, and we're doing this thing. Would you mind if I was like, absolutely."
So, did they do a pre-interview with you, or did they ask you questions like, "How do you say your name?" and you know that kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, she called me on the phone, and then she kind of ran through. She's like, "How do you pronounce your name? How does Sarah pronounce her name?" And then she was like, "You know, do you mind if we say how old the two of you are?" And I was like, "No." And then I emailed her. She had me email her just sort of with like a quick synopsis.
That's good.
Of how everything went down and stuff like that. So that was really cool. So that was kind of neat. Like that was the first national daytime exposure that
very nice.
The puppets have had.
Very nice. Yeah, yeah. Interestingly, it didn't drive any bumps in web traffic.
No. It's been interesting watching it. Like there was all the stuff from Christmas,
yep.
and that got really big, and then it kind of leveled out. And then there was a little bit of a spike right around Valentine's Day. Like New Hampshire Magazine did the article,
nice.
And there was a little bit of a lift there, and then it kind of leveled out. And then this thing with GMA, and then there's been at least one email I've gotten since the Good Morning America thing. So that's been kind of interesting. So it's weird how it just and you don't know when it's going to hit. Like I just first thing Monday morning, this girl from GMA calls. You know, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's a good way to start the week.
yeah. You're also part of my friend Colleen's presentation for.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, like yes. I haven't actually asked her too much about the details.
Tell everybody about Colleen Wainwright.
Colleen Wainwright.
Her amazingness.
Communicatrix.com is I guess you'd describe her as a media professional who has been in the advertising industry, who has been an actor. She writes an acting column for some magazine in LA. She has a website and she gives these talks. She has talked at TEDx in, I think, Tacoma, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And her deal is that she's a truthful conduit of joy. That's what she tries to say. That's what she aspires to. And that's what she does in person and in her website. So I think she's been giving a presentation for the Association of, or what is it called? The American Society
ASMP.
Of Media Photographers.
Yeah, it's some big photographer group.
I figure where it's based, but she's been giving these talks as a speaker there in L.A. Last week, Philadelphia, I think,
mm-hmm.
and the upcoming one in April, I think, is in Chicago.
Yeah,
but I was telling her about your video before it hit big, and then as soon as like you put it up there, I sent it to her. She was like enthralled by it, and she had to tell everybody. So then she interviewed you about this, so she could put you in. Her presentation.
I'm part of her presentation in front of the ASMP members.
Yeah.
I am not a member of the ASMP.
So it's for media photographers. What is that? Those are people who are like.
I think it's just a big. It's primarily probably photojournalist type people.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's sort of like the Professional Photographers Association group. I think it's like an umbrella group that you can join. And there's probably membership perks and stuff like this. I know, like this thing is just for ASMP members and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I got an email. She did a presentation. She was in Philadelphia recently,
yep.
right?
Yep. Last
I got an email from a person who, from their website, it doesn't look like they do any kind of, like they do, not real estate, but they take pictures of houses and stuff inside, architectural photographers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from him, and he was just saying that he had just seen me on her presentation, and he had looked at the website, and he thought it was really nice.
Nice.
And that was kind of cool.
Awesome. Kudos.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think it's just like Grant Morris photojournalist type mm-hmm. stuff. I think it's a little bit of everything. Props to Grant Morris.
Yep, yep. Yep, photographer for
National Telegraph.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So Colleen's really nice.
Yeah, so you got to talk to her on the phone.
I did.
I only talked to her once.
Oh.
The way I know Colleen is, there's another blogger, book writer, author named Pamela Slim, who wrote a book called Escape from Cubicle Nation.
Okay.
And I think a couple of years ago, she came across my website and she wrote this post about people she had blog crushes on. So I was one of the blog crushes, and Colleen's website was one of the blog crushes. And then, because we're affirmation seeking bloggers, they followed the backlink back to Pam's blog and said, "Oh, this is nice. Who's this person? And like, who are these other people that she thinks are cool?" So then that's how I became aware of Colleen. And then I would say maybe a year afterwards, I was on Twitter and I tweeted. something like, today I will practice do not hurry, do not wait, which I couldn't remember where it was from. I thought it was like an Annie Lamott quote or something like that. It turns out it might actually be a Faith Hill quote, which is considerably less cool.
No!
but Faith Hill is so cute. But anyway, so it's all right. And so Colleen came across this tweet and said, like, I'm all for that. What is it? I don't really know. So let's try to figure this out. So because we knew each other, we knew each other's blog, but we didn't really know each other personally.
Uh-huh.
Or like, and so we just said, well, let's try this new thing, a Google Wave thing, and see if we can make that work. Because it's, you know, all the cool kids are using Google Wave, right?
Uh-huh.
Now nobody is because they've
officially, they axed it or something like
they
that?
They axed it. It's become part of the Apache Foundation, which is the organization that does the Apache web servers and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it'll be the Wave project will be part of their software suite, so transitioning it over. So it won't go away entirely.
Okay.
But, you know, it's the cool thing about the Wave is you can, for people who like to type long, like myself, and also like Colleen, we can actually have very long threaded conversations in a way that's much easier to follow than using email.
Oh,
or
right.
Using
okay.
or using like a project management site like 37 Signals Basecamp.
Okay.
So it ends up being a very natural conversation.
Huh.
And you know, there must be hundreds of thousands of words in this thing. Right,
so it's
now.
Like it's like a personal forum just for the two of you.
Kind of. It's it allows us to maintain a very long and very detailed and very convoluted conversation that branches out into different areas, but is still contained in one place.
Hmm.
And so it's been good. It's kind of part journal, part magic mirror, you know, that kind of thing. So I'll type something into it that's on my mind, and I'll get a response like, you know, a couple days later or a day later, and likewise. So it's been a good place to just sort of hash out stuff.
Huh.
I think one thing that helps also is that we're both bloggers trying to figure out what our specific offerings are.
Yeah.
You know, well, why do we blog, and then what do people find interesting about it? And yeah, there's not many people I can talk to about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at a certain level, I'm not like a super famous blogger, but I have enough traffic that there's stuff that I can do with that.
Right.
And you know, I've jumped the first couple of hoops, you know, to doing this either professionally or using this as a platform for pursuing other things. And
yep.
that's kind of where the place I'm at as is Colleen, I would say. Oh, so we're already
out
of time.
That was quick.
Anything else that we want to wrap up? I was working on international editions of some of my forms, which is hilarious. Made the first French version of this form I have called the Emergent Task Planner. And the first translation provided to me, I think, was actually from a French-Canadian person.
Nice.
And all the other French-speaking people are saying it's full of grammatical errors. But it might just be the difference in the way that French-Canadian French is spoken and Parisian French or you know, international French. So this debate has been raging on my blog, like what the proper translation is. It wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. The German version and the Dutch version. I need to get those things out.
Hmm.
That's about it. Just a couple books I've been reading lately, but I'll get into them some other time.
Yeah.
I guess that's about it.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
Good.
So I guess we'll line up some guests like for the next time, hopefully pretty soon.
Yeah. What do you think about the iPad 2?
I want one. Want.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Like, I'm happy with the one I have, the iPad 1,
that's
which is now horribly out of date.
Horribly out of date.
I don't need a camera, though. I just...
See, that's the thing for me, because I don't have a flip cam. I don't have, like,
okay.
a portable, like, a solid-state video camera that shoots in high def.
Yeah.
So that would fill a niche. Plus, I think it'd be cool to develop for.
Huh.
Yeah.
But you could buy the first ones, because those are they're going to go down in price now.
Oh,
like you could buy a refurb for like $340 or something like that.
A refurb flip cam?
No, a refurb the first iPad.
Why would I want that? Wait, are you selling yours?
Oh, no, I'm not selling mine. I'm keeping mine.
Yeah, well,
but
the new one is 33% thinner.
Who cares?
I've got
mine, I've got mine in a giant otter box. It's like I added like 10 inches to the thing.
Yeah, it's pretty industrial looking. Pretty cool, though.
You can step on it, though.
I guess we're running out of time. So, this is Dave Say, graphic designer.
And I'm photographer Sid Caesar.
And thank you for Michael Ballard and the Ads Ensemble for providing the awesome intro and outro music.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thereabouts. Just in time for Sucker Punch to come out.